Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Oh, first things first. So, who can let's prat. Who can prat in the year so studio?
Can prat.
Oh yeah, you from Benoni, please.
Oh really? Just because I'm from Benoni, I can prat.
Are you from Benoni? You must be able to prat, man.
No, not all of them can.
Even though you went to Wordsworth.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. So there's a new app. The Afrikaans phrase for Varnatu means where to, right?
Varnatu.
Varnatu. Well, that means where to from here, right?
Yeah.
So,
so where to, basically.
Yeah, essentially. The Afrikaans Soweto.
Yeah.
So, private money, private entrepreneurs came up with an app called Wanatu, obviously derived from the Afrikaans phrase Varnatu. That's why I got into that. And it's an e-hailing service that's going to be operating in Centurion and Pretoria. Now, there's been some outrage regarding this app. Now, the app is open for anyone to use. It's an e-hailing app.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone, you and I can use the app.
Mm-hmm.
However, the app is in Afrikaans. For the English-speaking user such as us, we are able to translate, the Afrikaans on the app.
Yeah.
However, the drivers are required. It's a prerequisite that they should speak Afrikaans.
Okay.
So it's obviously Afrikaans money, you know, private money that went into this. Now, there's been some outrage and some people have taken these guys to court saying, no, this policy is exclusionary, and some just calling it racist. Now, I want your opinions on this. This is my personal take, right? I feel like we're too quick to get outraged. I mean, it is private money. I believe public spaces, especially government spaces, universities, should accommodate everyone, right? But when it comes to private money, I think we sometimes tend to have double standards. For example, if I'm a taxi owner in KZN, in Durban, eThekwini, of course I want a driver who can speak isiZulu. That may not be documented as a rule, but that's for a fact what happens, right? And no one ever complains that, hey, I'm Afrikaans speaking and I can't have access to this market if I want to be a driver. So I feel like sometimes we're very quick to be really outraged, and I think in these instances we could actually take like example and a leaf from their book. Thank you. That's the phrase I was looking for. We can take a leaf from their example on how we can even create our own things and our own spaces as black people. I've always seen AfriForum and the model that they have where they raise funds through memberships and they do many things with this thing. I know Afrikaans people also have their own university that they've been building, academia, right? And it's a privately owned. And we could do this because, I mean, there's so many more of us than them. And we hardly see spaces where we crowdfund, where we pool to have our own things that cater majority mainly for us or that create the kind of employment for us. Because I'm seeing there's an employment problem, and these guys are probably also trying to quell that by creating employment for Afrikaans speakers.
Mina, to be honest with you, I'm with you. I know there was debate in the newsroom around with the ladies. Mina, I'm with you 110%. Because at the end of the day, if it is your own private entity and you decide that this is the market that you want to gear your product towards, then who are we to say this is not how you should do it? Because every time that somebody decides this is the market that I am explicit about wanting to target, people want to complain. But isn't that what business is about? Finding a gap in the market and accommodating that particular gap? I feel like this is what this app is doing. Probably there were people within the Afrikaans speaking community who were complaining about probably not having the ability to have conversations when they are in an Uber.
They've identified a market.
Right? They've identified that gap in the market and they're catering for that gap in the market. Why not?
I agree. Like I said, we like the double standards because there are many spaces in South Africa that cater strictly for, you know, black people. And it's not a rule. Everyone is welcomed. But because of the language that is used, you know, like if you are my, for example, or any Shisanyama, for example, and get them speak Afrikaans, you're not going to really connect with anyone there.
You know what, Saul? You make the example of the KZN taxi owner who would probably prefer to hire a Zulu-speaking driver. It's a good example, but only in this instance our history matters. Context of South Africa matters here because who were the historically marginalized? It would have been the black majority. So in this instance, I believe until we are fully reconciled, we cannot encourage segregation. So when you have perhaps Afrikaans speaking who are predominantly white in most cases, looking to have an app Varna 2 that would to a certain extent basically service that small market, it's something that we should discourage, honestly speaking, because we have a project of reconciliation here that must be pushed. And in that way, we need to have hard discussions about why exactly they would see the need to have Afrikaans-speaking drivers and specifically say that this is about servicing the vulnerable. If there is a difficult conversation that must be had, that there are safety issues, let's deal with those safety issues that maybe if in the Uber drivers, they feel that they are black drivers that have either harassed people, because there are incidents or instances where we've reported on issues with Uber drivers. I remember even Tamara Day's mom had an incident many, many years ago. There are times.
Yeah.
So let's have that hard conversation and deal with the high levels of crime or the insecurity if they feel unsafe in some of these e-hailing apps. But we cannot allow for segregation. Honestly, for me, I say, let's not allow it. Let's talk about the issues that have led to the creation of Varna 2. And Emina, I'm going to request Varna 2, Linna, Gere, Ekhan sent
in. But they're saying,
you can. You're welcome.
We're welcome.
It's just but the drivers. Unfortunately, the drivers cannot.
What do you mean?
No, the drivers cannot. The drivers can be black, but they just need to be able to speak Afrikaans.
Which again brings us to the conversation we've had even with school placements, that sometimes we do find that language is used as that fig leaf to hide behind the desire to segregate across racial
but
lines.
But guys, what's stopping you starting a Zulu app?
No. We could. If playing fields were leveled, we didn't have our history of racism, we could. But right now with the project of reconciliation...
You?
Let's be together,
nothing.
Guys.
Nothing. Let's have the conversation. One or two, an app, e-hailing, that is open only for drivers who are able to speak Afrikaans. What are your thoughts? Give us a call. 086-000-959. Or rather, WhatsApp us and drop us a voice note. 0636-880-959.
Hi, Sol and the team. Mina, I really feel like black people should stop complaining about whatever that these white guys are doing, creating private whatever that they're doing, and we should actually do things for ourselves, create things for ourselves and carry on, learn from these guys and just create things for ourselves. Stop complaining, but take note and just learn and do.
Do you agree with them? Give us a shout. On the line, I've got Linda from Four Ways. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
All good. What are your thoughts on this new app?
So my thoughts, I want to go back to one of the hosts is that we need to think about our history, because I think one of the callers was saying, you know, let's forget what these people are doing. Why don't we all also get together and crowdfund and do our own thing? But it's like, how? How do we get together and crowdfund? Because, you know, to put it in a way, you've got, as a forum, a whole group of people that financially are in a good place because of what happened during apartheid, and they can crowdfund, and every day they can put out a new business or a new thing. Whereas on our side, as black or as the minorities, we can't do that. So, you know, it almost becomes a, you know, you guys are saying that, no, guys, leave them alone, do your own thing. We can't do our own thing. We're not on the same playing field. So it might not be a necessary conversation about one or two, but I think we need to have a serious conversation about AfriForum and that they can throw their weight around and do these kinds of things and do these things where they are always constantly putting out businesses where they're segregating people and, you know, trying to go with their own narrative that they can do that because they've got the money.
Linda?
Where do they get their money from? Yeah.
When you say, excuse me, when you say that AfriForum and Afrikaners can crowdfund and start businesses, when we can go to a Konka, for instance, and spend 90,000, on alcohol. We cannot turn around and say we don't have the money to start businesses, guys. Mm. At some other point, we also as black people need to start having real conversations about our own spending and where we spend our money. Should we not?
I definitely hear you. It goes into a financial knowledge and financial management. And, you know, and that becomes a did our parents get the education to be able to financially manage and knowledge, or even our generation, versus where, you know, other people, the kind of knowledge or that they got in terms of managing finances, where you're looking at people that have had money for 100 years and what they're doing with it now, and you're looking at the guy from Gonga who did just make money 5 minutes ago and he's trying to enjoy the fruits of his labor. So that's also another conversation that you need to have.
Now, thanks for your thoughts, Linda. So in 2018, AfriForum had 200,000 members and they paid a minimum of 50 rands a month. Mm. Now, that's a minimum of 10 million rands that you generate in a month. Are you telling me that because we're previously disadvantaged, we can't get together and just put together 50 rand contribution a person? Imagine the money we'd have and the things we'd do for our own.
In the Far East, some kind of red tape, taking into consideration that we coming from apartheid and, you know, it's some kind of red tape.
Yeah, man, and I think we've got to have a really frank conversation. It's going to happen for a very long time, whereby that's why I'm saying let's start our own things in our own spaces, because it's going to happen. There's no one out there who sits and goes, how can I improve the life of a million black people? And they are not black, or, you know, they don't like black people at all. And those are the guys with the money. And we've got to start facing the truth that no one is coming to save us. We've got to actually start considering saving ourselves.
Listen, I think, Nami, I'm going to stand with Sol and Mpo. I'm thinking they did not say Afrikaans speaking only. They said someone who can speak Afrikaans. So, I mean, people nowadays, they can speak all languages. So let's just be open-minded about it, guys. Sometimes change is beautiful. Yeah, that's my opinion.
Mara, sometimes this is in the Zico fanfit. I mean, inhaler driver. I'm doing both apps now that are available in South Africa. And now if you have another app, that means that you are taking customer from those two apps. So if I want to tap in those clients again and I cannot speak Afrikaans, so that means I'm excluded in that market. That's an unfair discrimination, because just because I can't speak Afrikaans, so I can't drive in that app. It's unfair.
Yeah, I think an Afrikaans speaker would also say the same if they want to drive a taxi from a Foreslo to a Jozi or from a Thekwini to Durban.
Hey, so tribalism, it's not only for black people. Even the other races are way tribalist than the black nation. For an example, the Muslims, they do not buy from anyone who's not halal. And now the Afrikaners, they want to only to do business with someone who speaks their language. So that's tribalism. So that's economical tribalism. So it has not only ends nabantu bamnyama. So in England.
Which that's why it's very important for us to have our own things. And it generally happens in business. That's why if you start an energy drink today, try get into a Pick and Pay shelves or a Woolly shelves. It's extremely difficult, as opposed to if your uncle knew so and so, or you guys are from a similar homogenous community where things are easier done, because why? You own the supply chain. And that's where we should be thinking as Abantu. Thank you so much for all your comments and voice notes.
English one way. I'm English. But English, not so long ago, last week, being actually Portuguese, in fact, we had good school English because that's one English. Wow, I have English, my fate.
There's nothing wrong. It's like starting a business. You can't tell me what to do when I start a business. If I see the market, I'm getting Yanzalendeng if you know. There's nothing wrong in Zaire, but in the middle is a Hamban in your valley or Rania in your a country within our borders. Orania, shut down.
Good morning, sees the world. This thing of Africans thing, South Africa. If we are going to let them have this Varna do, their own country in South Africa. Can we not allow them not to have this? Government, if we have Vumalento, they should just let them go in Gokin. Can I imagine they have got a place somewhere, like Guiwok Pale, African speaking people? Then it's going to push Amanya Ama provinces to have the same. Can we stop them?
Yeah, I mean, I have a support. Amapuna, Pegelana, China, we have black businessmen and women about Himal and Italy Queen. They don't invest back in the community. They don't do anything for black people. So I'm up on the corner. I pick a line about now, unemployment, but for no safe. I mean, I have a support. I mean, Tina ANC, Interbazio, the corruption, Abazanga Baz and next since 1994 into deliberately for black people. This is good for Ramapun. It benefit a bona.
Good morning, sees the world. This thing of Africans thing, South Africa. If we are going to let them have this Varna do, their own country in South Africa. Can we not allow them not to have this? O government, if we have Vumalento, they should just let them go in Gokin. Can I imagine they have got a place somewhere, like Guiwok Pale, African speaking people, then it's going to push Amanya Ama provinces to have the same. Can we stop them?
This is totally wrong. You might have a private entity. Yes, it's your private entity, but you are governed by the laws of the country. Solidarity took our government to court because there were some posts which were kind of reserved for black people. Only black people were allowed to apply. And Solidarity took them to court, and the court found them in their favor that there was some kind of discrimination. So if we have an official language which has been learned by our own people in our own schools, they passed that Africans with flying colors, and you meaning to tell me there are no blacks who are not capable of speaking the language fluently, then you are being disingenuous on this one. Please refrain from making that assumption.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.